Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
I am Josh.
And today we're telling tales of gnomes and
libraries.
Oh yes, you want to hear that tale. But before
that is the one you want to hear.
The one you've been waiting for. But before we get into that, Josh, what did you do this week?
Well, yesterday you and I went out to eat for your birthday. So
that's correct.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're 750 years old.
Yes, yes, I am a Highlandman.
Yeah, that's true. Now everybody knows that.
A Highlandman. They are what Highlanders are based off.
Right.
I don't have a sword. I do live forever. And that's it.
That's only like half as cool.
I guess I could get a sword.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have the magic in it.
Oh, I can imbue things with magical abilities.
Oh, okay. So it's like 75% cool.
Yeah. So it's almost there. It's almost there.
Yeah, get a sword, and then we're gone. We're good.
Yeah, and if I could get some lightning to hit it, that'd be nice.
We could arrange that. We could just put it like up on a big tree or something.
Oh, yeah, we'll Frankenstein it.
Yeah.
But how was your dinner, Josh?
It was delicious.
We got sushi, right?
Oh, you got sushi. I got salmon teriyaki.
Ooh, it looked real good. I think every time you and I go there, and it's been a few years, but
yeah.
I remembered that you get that. And it always looks really tasty. Was it great?
Yeah, I haven't had it. Like you said, we hadn't been there in a few years, and it's been maybe a year or two since I've been there. And I just wanted it. I needed it.
Yeah. It was tasty, though. Good, good.
Yeah, it was tasty. Good. And then I still haven't crapped it out yet, so I think my body loves it that much.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Hey, now we know a little bit about Josh's BMs.
Yeah, I haven't gone yet this
you
week.
You know... If you want to sound like an asshole when someone's like, oh, yeah, I haven't pooped today.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, okay, well, thank you for your BM information. They use the most, like, calmest term for it.
Yeah, like the most, like, mom science term.
Science term. I guess doctors use it or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Who uses that term?
Nerds. But, yes, thanks for coming out for my birthday, Josh.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my sushi, although it was cold. Did it. It was. The one was supposed to be hot, but it was cold.
Wait, really?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be served warm, but it was pretty cold. But it was fine. It still tasted great.
Let's go back and fucking burn that place to the damn ground, dude.
You know what? I've considered your suggestion, and I agree.
I hope that place doesn't actually burn down, or they're going to think we did it.
Well, no one listens to this show, so I think we're pretty good. Wait, is that... Do you hear that?
I think it's people listening.
Is that people listening? What the shit?
It's freaking me out, man.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what I did this
week.
Yeah,
what'd you do?
Besides getting dinner with you,
mm-hmm.
which was good, I've been playing a lot of Diablo 3 on the PS4.
You're too far in the future for me. I don't...
Yes. Yes, I was in my space chair. My yeah. space bed.
Yeah.
And it has moons. And stars on the comforter. That's how you know it's a space bed.
Dude, I want to sleep in that.
I know, I want that now. But Diablo 3, finally getting around to playing through it. I think I bought it
and I may have mentioned that I bought it like a couple episodes ago, but I didn't really play it. But I got it for the PS4, and now I'm playing through it because I really enjoy it on there.
Yeah. Can you be a monk?
You can be a monk now, although I chose not to be. I chose Crusader.
Yeah, monks are stupid.
I heard they're pretty fun.
Fun at being stupid?
They're fun in WoW. I haven't played them in WoW yet. They're pretty fun. They're pretty easy to play.
Don't tempt me!
But I want to tell you, I have a big gripe with this game.
What is it?
The story sucks 100 demon dicks.
Well, there are 100 demon dicks in that game.
Why does it suck, though? It's just boring. Like, I guess it's fine to spoil it now. It's not really going to spoil anything because it happens in the first act. But Deckard Cain dies.
No.
And after Deckard Cain dies, you follow, I guess, his niece or something, who also is magical or something.
Okay.
And it's so boring. It's so cliche.
Yeah.
And it's only annoying to me because I know how great the Diablo series used to be. It's honestly, like, Diablo 1 and 2 are two of my favorite games ever.
2's amazing.
2 is amazing. I actually really love 1 for the music, just the style, the mood, although, like, the gameplay suffers because it's the first iteration of one of those point and click dungeon crawlers.
Yeah.
I feel like it really created an awesome mood, and when you played it, you were like, oh man, I better not tell my mom I'm playing Diablo right now. It's got a Satan in it.
It's got the devil.
It's got the devil in it. But playing this one, it doesn't feel special at all.
Right.
Like, there is absolutely no mood that they are trying to achieve. I am sitting there like killing demons. And then I equipped another piece of armor, and I got an achievement that said, blinged out.
Oh,
and I was like, blinged out? Like, could you, like, calm down on the flashing things that say, you're doing a good job?
It's trying to be like WoW, where they kind of, like, you know, they in WoW, they joke around a lot with that stuff. But
there's a lot more comedy in WoW. Right. There's always been comedy in Warcraft a little bit, you know? And I think that's a big part of the charm of World of Warcraft is the comedy. And I'm not saying there can't be any comedy in Diablo, but, like, it's pretty beat. I don't know. I really don't like the story at all. It is a fun game to play. The gameplay is very strong and fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's kind of a bummer. I hope if they do a 4, it's different, but who knows.
I'm just quickly deleting all the blinged out from my story this week.
Yeah, you better. You better. I want to be spooked this week. It's almost Halloween.
Oh, man, dude, I'm ready. I could tell you're getting excited for the fall time.
Yeah.
It's fall tomorrow. Well, today, when this is up, it's fall.
Well, I think Tuesday is officially fall.
Get out of here.
Okay, all right. I'm going.
Good podcast. See you next week.
See ya. Ka-chun.
Was that the door?
That was me signing off of AOL. But let's get into some fantasy.
Fantasy blinged out.
Blinged out. You did it. Keep playing the game you paid for so you feel like you got your money's worth.
Cowabunga.
Ba-boom. You're doing it. You're doing it. It's a hard game, but you're doing it. I feel like that's what the game's constantly telling me.
Yeah.
Keep going. You did good.
Yep.
I don't need it. Okay, let's go.
All right, Dom, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This week, my tale is called 3 o'clock Higher Learning.
Have you seen 3 o'clock High?
I love that movie.
I've never seen it. I feel like I would like it.
It's not that good, but it's like one of those 80s movies that I just watched when I was a kid, so I like it.
Okay.
Like Lucas, I'm big into the Lucas.
Oh, you know, I don't think I've ever seen Lucas either.
It's sad.
Is that the kid playing football?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that one.
It's Corey Haim, so it's even more sad because he's actually dead.
Oh, man. Well, I guess it's time for comedy.
Bling, bling.
Bling down. Hey, also, whenever you go, my story is called, I always go, oh, shit, I forgot to title my story.
I always do that when we're doing the intro. I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot this title. All right. The library located on the grounds of Wizardyale is one of the largest and most hallowed repositories of ancient wizard knowledge this side of your mama's big old golden brown milk sacks.
Very, very well put.
I mean, this place is like the Library of Alexandria, except it didn't start on fire, save for that one time all those fresh wizards had that fire balloon fight.
Oh.
There were no survivors. Mr. Treebranch, get into my office, said the head librarian, Twizzler Whizpop, a gnome wizard who loved books so much, he fucked books. Jimmy.
How does a man do that? Does he just kind of like pick a page?
Oh, dude. He like just like grinds into it so much that it like drills a hole in the book.
That is a sharp penis.
Well, he's a gnome, so.
Okay. Oh, makes sense.
You know what they say about gnomes.
Dagger dicks.
Dagger dicks. Jimmy Treebranch, the elf druid from the Druid Academy of Shapeshifting and Turning into Awesome Shit, walked cautiously into the wizard's office. Mr. Treebranch, when I agreed to take you on for the Inter-Wizard Exchange Program and annual sack race, I specifically asked you to keep the library clean, quiet, and stocked full of sexy, sexy books. Twizzler said as he winked at a stack of sexy books.
Who winked back somehow?
Yeah, weirdly. I don't know. They're magic.
They're magic.
It's canon. Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Whizpop. I'll try harder, Jimmy said apologetically. Good! Now shut the door after you leave. I'm going to fuck these books. As Jimmy left, he shut the door. It's just you and me, boys, Twizzler said as he ran his finger sexily up the spine of a particularly fat book. Also, the book had a huge cock.
What? What?
Yeah, man, I don't know. Magic. As Jimmy walked back to his work in the library, a huge green orc in a wizard apprentice robe walked past him and purposefully bumped into him like a dick. Watch yourself, tree bark, said the orc. Oh, sorry, Knuckles, Jimmy said as he looked down. Yeah, you are sorry. You're a sorry piece of druid shitty shit. You're a skid mark on the underwear that is the magical arts. I wouldn't shit on your head if your pointy ears were on fire. Knuckles laid into him as he cracked his knuckles and magic sparks came out.
Damn, you wouldn't even shit on the guy's head?
I know, it's pretty fucking rough, dude.
I mean, you hate a guy so much, you figure, but...
Yeah, don't assume, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what, tree fart? I'm gonna give you a job. First part is to be less into being a huge wiener boy. Second part is, you gotta find me this long-lost magical book. I need it for my AP transformations class. I'm trying to turn my girlfriend into my girlfriend, but with huge ear boobs.
Huge ear?
Yeah, huge ear. I don't think I can, Knuckles. Mr. Whizpop has me organizing these sexy books, Jimmy said as he looked down again.
Tree pussy says what? You'll find it, tree butt, or I'll find you after class, 3 o'clock, at the flagpole, which will be renamed the Jimmy Tree Pussy Butt Wiener Boy Skidmark Memorial Flagpole.
Jimmy sat down at one of the magical alchemy desks and looked through the portal which linked the two schools' libraries. On the other side, he could see students at the Druid Academy getting ready for their after-lunch prom. He let out a sigh because he loved after-lunch prom and missed his girlfriend, and he didn't want to get his ass beat, which some say is the sweetest prom of all.
The old Druid Academy's 17th yearly prom.
Daily. It's more
daily.
Like a weekly.
17th daily prom. Yeah. Yes, you're right. You're correct.
They've got a lot of proms at that place.
It's 70% prom. That's what they put on their pamphlet.
Yeah, it's like one of the things they tell you when you go on the tour, you know, when you're like in 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and our school is a 70% prom.
Then everyone's like, we'll sign up now.
Yeah. Let me take all the classes.
Mm-hmm. Especially prom prep.
Dude, prom prep? That's the branch you want to go down.
It's hard to get into. It fills up.
It is. You gotta take a couple classes where it's just like you and like 300 other kids.
Those classes suck.
They do. Anyway, As the day went on, he tried to keep an eye out for the magical book, because as we all know, that's how you find long-lost objects, with as little passive effort as possible. Soon Jimmy wandered into a section of the library he had never seen. The air grew thick with smog, and all the books had creepy vines growing on them. He had entered the wizard horticulture section. As Jimmy turned a corner, he saw a lone female dwarf wizard sitting on a magical beanbag chair, smoking a huge, fatty boom batty dub dub spliff. "Hey, man," she said. "Want a hit of this?" "Nah, I'm good. I'm just looking for a long-lost book," Jimmy replied. Cool, she replied, and then inhaled the entire spliff in one breath. "Whoa," Jimmy said, impressed. "Keep on bone trucking," replied the dwarf, as she blew out the smoke and it turned into a bone truck with an orc giving a peace sign out the window.
Nice. That's some goddamn fantasy right there.
As he moved along, Jimmy came upon another section of the library long forgotten. There was red mist surrounding the ancient tomes and the smell of flowers. He had entered the healing arts section. Jimmy looked over and read the spine of a book. "Hot bad boy Merc Monks of Daranos calendar 6956, he read out loud. He pulled the book off the shelf, and on the cover, he indeed saw the hot bad boy Merc Monks of Daranos wearing nothing but thongs and lifting weights which were made out of walnuts, and one was all oiled up.
Did one of them have like an acorn shell hard hat?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like lifting like a twig, but for him it's like an I-beam.
Yeah, he was building. He was. You could see he was at a construction yard. That's some sexy fucking Merc Monk.
God damn, that's canon. "Wait a minute," Jimmy said. "This doesn't belong here. This belongs in the erotic arts section, of which I will have to go to in order to put this book back, and then check out some other books, and then jerk off to the books." As he finished, another book flew off the shelf. Jimmy picked it up and read the cover. It said, "Sexual Healing Techniques." As he opened the book, it began to sing, "Ooh, now let's get down tonight. Baby, I'm hot just like a dragon's taint. I need some loving, and baby, I can't hold it much longer. I'm talking about my jizz, girl. And when I get that jizzy feeling, I want sexual healing. Talk about butt stuff, dick all in your beehole." Jimmy quickly closed the book, looked around, and put the book under his arm because, you guessed it, he was going to jerk off to it.
That song was, it did paint a pretty erotic picture.
It did the job for me. I'm like raging over here.
Yeah, I kind of got to go. So if we could wrap this up, that could, help me to getting to that faster.
Just then, the school chime rang thrice. It was 3 o'clock, and Jimmy still hadn't found the book he was looking for. He was going to get an ass beating. He found his way back to the front of the library empty-handed, except for the jerk-off books, because he was going to jerk off to them. I don't know if I mentioned that. "Where you at, tree brunch?" "I called you that because you're going to get shit out, just like my brunch pussy," said Knuckles. "There you are, turd barf. You got my book?" Not exactly, Jimmy said, wincing. Jimmy braced for the inevitable magical punch to his face, but as soon as Knuckles raised his fist, a loud crash came loudly crashing through the ceiling. Writing. There stood an enormous dragon and a really cool dude with a guitar. "Hello, wizard, yell," boomed the microstone voice. "We are Wife Bones, 1, 2, 3, 4. As soon as Wife Bones started playing, all fuck broke loose.
Yeah, books. Wife Bones. I gotta let that register in my brain. Wife Bones is here. Yes. Okay, continue.
Books flew off the shelves. Entire bookshelves collapsed onto other bookshelves, causing a domino effect of bookshelves like in the beginning of The Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Several
yes.
students were incinerated as their flesh boiled off their bones, but then their bones turned into a skeleton man who threw up the horns and their ghost started playing air guitar into space. Several wizard students took off their robes and started moshing naked, which turned into a naked orgy, which turned into a naked mess for the wizard janitors, who would later have to clean that jizzy mess up.
That sounds very frictitious.
Yeah.
Sounds like it would be very warm.
It would be disgusting. It would be gross. Axel the Dragon belted out a solo so deafening that a merc-monk in the woods several hundred miles away opened up the front door to his tree hole and yelled, "Hey! Yeah, you! Shut up! I'm trying to help my kid with his long division, and he's very anxious about school, so please, don't make my life any more miserable than it already is. Why couldn't I have a merc boy who loves football and girl monks? Sometimes I wish I were dead!"
For once, not fucking his merc monk wife.
Then he slammed the door and peered at the curtains as he squinted in annoyance. I'm assuming his wife is sucking his dick at that point.
Well, you can only imagine. I mean, if you can't see
it,
yeah. You know, if it's a merc monk, you can figure.
Yeah, yeah, you see him.
Mm-hmm.
"Help me, I'm dying," said Knuckles as he raised his arm up in pain. As he did, Axel ripped it off and used it as a capo for his flame guitar.
Is that a guitar just made of elemental flames?
Yeah, it's just, yeah, man.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was playing in a different key. The key of pain. During the fourth drum solo, a bust of Reese's the Wise came alive and raised up a lit torch. "Snickerdoodle, get in here! Wife Bones is playing through the magical two-way bust I made them install of me so I could watch young co-eds make out in the library like they'd like to do on the WizardNet. Yes. No, I didn't walk the Merc-Monks. I'll do it later. Fine. Yes. 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 No. Yes. Yes. Yes, no, no, I mean, that last one was no. I ate it. Yes, all of it. How should I know? But if we sacrifice that goat, how will we enter him into the Goat Olympics? Ah, good call, zombie goat.
Wife Bones played until every bit of knowledge had been rocked from the shelves and from the minds of the young, impressionable wizards, when finally Twizzler Whizpop came storming out of his office.
"Tree branch! I thought I told you to keep this place quiet," he screamed. The band stopped playing and everyone turned toward Twizzler. As the camera panned down, they could see his pants were down and the only thing covering up his peener was a sexy book he was fucking. "Oh, Mr. Whizpop," Jimmy said, and everyone laughed.
"That's it. That's the book I was looking for," Knuckles said as he gurgled blood out of every orifice.
"Mr. Knuckles, this book is my girlfriend and her name is Sheila."
Finn.
Hey, great story.
Thank you.
We got Wife Bones.
Wife Bones.
We got Reese's. We got Jimmy Tree Branch.
Yeah.
We got Druid Academy or Wizard Yale, I have to ask.
Wizard Yale.
Okay, but he could peer into Wizard Academy.
Yeah, there was like a portal.
Druid Academy.
And you could just like walk in, but like you could just like they're all connected.
Oh, with portals.
Yeah.
Portals. Gotcha.
Oh, magic.
Forgot about the magic.
Hey man, it's like they always say, bling bling.
Fuck you, Henderson. Are you ready for my tale of gnomes and libraries?
I am ready.
All right. This one's called That Weird Library Smell? Yeah, it's also an Orkspire. It was a brisk autumn day in the land of Orkspire. The leaves were falling, the wind was blowing, and if you listened closely, you could hear the sounds of books being put on shelves in a library.
Oh, what a great sound.
Man, that sounds like fun. Let's go there! What's this sign say? The folded page. Oh, this place looks cute. And what do I notice? No cafe? Awesome. Finally, I'll be able to look for books in a bookstore without having to walk around 17 people who are working on their masterpiece.
Dude.
And hey, if you're writing, maybe you should go home and write. What do you think? The books are going to give you some writing powers or some shit? Are you kidding me? Get real.
That's how you do it, Dom. You go and you absorb the powers of the books.
To be honest, good place to write.
I've never done that. I've never done it.
Go to a coffee shop or something. Sometimes you got to remove yourself.
I worked at a Starbucks, so that was good enough.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you probably have PTSD.
Yeah, I hated everything about it.
You probably smell coffee beans and you're like, oh, God, terrible labor.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Anyway. Okay, so. Out in the western mountains of Orkspire stood a crooked tower with a small wooden sign that read, The Folded Corner. Oh, guys, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. A big man with a big old penis just rode his motorcycle by my window.
Could you please get the penis man's phone number for me?
Oh, I would love to tell, I would love to tell you his phone number, but his penis was so big it went through my ears. I'm actually skewered on his boner. I'm sorry, we actually have to end the show.
I'm dead now.
The wind briskly... Okay, so where the fuck was I? The wind briskly blew and the sign swung as some leaves blew past it, and everyone sighed and thought, autumn. Inside, there was a little gnome working away at his passion, being a bookbarian. Yes, librarians in Orkspire are called bookbarians because fantasy!
Oh my God, it's like going to Canada. What is anything?
You see, it's more fun this way. This bookbarian was named Twixlin. He donned a blue robe with homemade glasses on his nose that kind of looked like they were made out of an untwisted wire hanger. He also had black hair and a big mustache with long eyebrows like a smart person has.
Yes. That's why I'm growing mine out.
Yes, me too. See you this winter. Twixlin was cataloging the new arrivals of tomes, scrolls, and secret diaries to his library as his assistant, Glorp, the bat beast with three legs, one of them being a peg leg so no one really knows what that's about, was mopping the floor.
Wait, he's got three legs? He's a bat beast?
He's a bat beast. He's got three legs, and one of them is a peg leg.
Oh my God.
So
I can't tell if he's handicapped or just redundant and then somehow handicapped.
I'm going to leave that up to the listener.
It's canon.
It's canon, but in your mind.
Yes.
He mopped the floor around the books that drip blood. Glorp consistently drools green ooze and is forever cleaning up with the same old gross mildewy mop.
Oh, God.
Ah, another fine day in Orkspire, said the gnome as he went through his books. Another chance for information, fascination, and sanitation, gurgled the bat beast as another wave of green ooze dripped through his teeth.
Ugh.
He began to smear it all over the ground with his disgusting mop that is probably responsible for 90% of all diseases in Orkspire.
Oh my God.
I'm cleaning, said Glorp as he flapped his shitty wings in excitement. Twixlin loved his job. He took great joy in helping others discover something new, and he made it his life every day. Glorpin loved his job, too, but he was pretty goddamn awful at it. All types of literature filled the bookshelves that reached to the ceiling and lined the walls of the folded corner. Books such as Building Your Own Shed or Deluxe Outhouse. So You're Dead, A Skeleton's Guide to Bony Living. Nasty Dance Moves to Summon Dope Boners. I Gambled on a Fart and Lost. The Autobiography of Stingline the Goblin. Don't open that one. It has full-page nudes.
Dude, I really want that book.
It is mostly full-page nudes.
I still really want that book.
The only page that's not a full-page nude is the title page.
I'm ordering 7 of them.
There are also tomes on combat, such as How to Fight a Bear, Punch and Kick at the Same Time Fighting, DBC Fighting, How to Fight Two Bears, Crazy Fighting, Fighting the Urge to Get Buck Nasty 24/7.
That's I think that joke is so smart that nobody is going to pick up on that.
Fighting the urge to get Bugnet.
That you did it alphabetically. That's such a smart joke.
Did I?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you kept them with fighting, and like if it were like the Dewey Decimal System, it was so smart you didn't even know it was smart.
Well, crazy fighting's in there after DBZ fighting.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's in the fighting section.
Oh, it is in the fighting section. You're right. Yeah. Oh, my God. We're geniuses.
Yeah, we are.
If combined, powers combined, we're a genius.
Great.
The brains combined. The door swung open in that cool autumn breeze, which is kind of becoming a character at this point, filled the store. A young elf entered and approached the counter. "Excuse me," spoke the elf. "I'm thinking of becoming a cleric and would like to do some research on it." "Wonderful," piped the gnome. He turned around and pulled out a glowing golden book from a nearby bookshelf, and he dropped it on the table. And it sounded like, I don't know, some shimmery-ass shit. "This should help get you started," said Twixlin as he opened the book. As he did, Stardust fell from the cover, and some soothing light ambient sounds could be heard. He began to flip through the pages regarding anatomy in Orcspire, where all the illustrations were magically moving, or as is known in our regular land, Pix was giffing the motherfuck out.
That is a new thing that will hit the internet tomorrow.
Yep, hashtag it.
Hashtag
it. Oh my, golden rings! shouted the elf as he examined the pages. "This book is full of monsters! I told you I wanted to become a cleric, not some kind of necromancer." Mm-hmm. "But young elf, that's a skeleton," replied the gnome. "Underneath our skins, we all have these parts, and the skeleton is one of the most important." Mm-hmm. "Oh, dear gods, they're inside us all!" shouted the elf as he began to claw at his own shirt. Fuck, I feel it moving in there!" The elf began to flail about, knocking over a bookshelf, somehow catching on fire, and falling off of a balcony and exploding.
Dude, that dude was wigging out.
Dude, that dude does not like a skeleton being inside him.
No, he does
not. "I'll take care of the books," said Glorp as he began to slap his filthy mop, which, by the way, would probably cause some kind of epidemic if it was exposed to our world, against the books. The door swung open once again and in walked another customer. This time it was a tall human warrior with a sword and shield on his back. Mm-hmm. "How can I help you?" asked the gnome. "All this adventuring bores me," spoke the warrior. "The treasure hunting, the skull splitting, the flying on a dragon's back while suplexing an orc, the never-ending discovery of new magics and fantastical lands and enemies to chop down it again and again. And enough already! I need an escape." Uh-huh. "An escape from treasure and dragons." "I've got it," said the little gnome, and he climbed up one of those ladders on wheels and pushed himself across the room, scanning thousands of book spines until finally landing on the one he was looking for. "Here we are," said Twixlin as he hopped off the ladder. This one's considered a classic. "This one's considered a classic." What voice am I doing? I don't know.
Keep it.
"Look, listen here, kids. Baseball is the new thing."
I like him.
"Come one, come all. There's popcorn." "This one's considered a classic." I did it again. He added as he handed the book to the warrior. The warrior examined the book and read its title aloud. "Future Battle on Planet RoboCop."
What?
He opened the book, and as he did, ZZ Top's Tush began to play. And a movie started playing within the pages, because that's how some magic books work in Orcspire.
Yes.
The pages were filled with vast space as a space cruiser cruised on past. Yeah, redundancy.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff Cannon, space rogue and pilot of the small cruiser, cracked open a Budweiser as he sipped it. "Goddamn evil-ass RoboCops on planet RoboCop," said Cliff, putting his beer down. "Looks like I'm gonna have to bring the laser knuckles," he added as he slid green laser knuckles on his fingers, which are future brass knuckles.
Dude, yes.
A transmission came in. On the communication screen appeared a half-orc, half-robot with long black hair. "Fuck you, Cliff! You'll never get to the boss's evil planet full of evil RoboCops!" "Eat your own robo-hole, Crotus!"
Oh my god!
Said Cliff as he finished his beer and was somehow now smoking a fat-ass J.
Yes.
"After I kill you, I'm gonna put your parts in my sex robot. You better make the sex better or I swear to Shazbot, I'll kill your ass."
Shazbot.
"Oh, I should mention," replied Crotus, "I got your girlfriend." The transmission panned over to Cliff's girlfriend, who was trapped in a laser prison. Crotus began to laugh an evil laugh as the feed cut short. fucking cyborgs, said the space rogue as he crushed the beer can
cyborgs.
In his grip.
Cyborgs. Holy shit.
As Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top began to play as the space grouper jumped to warp drive. Yeah, okay, I'll take this, said the warrior, closing the book. He paid for his items, which also included a bookmark with an inspiring message on it, and left.
It's like the kind you get at the book it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a book fair.
Book fair, dude.
Oh, man, I got this one bookmark that had Garfield that was like so bright, I gotta wear shades. And he had shades on, and the shades were like that glittery sticker
stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, it was cool.
Dude.
Some time had passed, and it was getting close to quitting time at the old folded corner. Twixlin was putting more books away when the front door opened and closed, but neither the Bat Beast or the gnome saw anyone come in. The book barian heard a thud on the counter behind him. He spun around to look, but no one was there, except for an unfamiliar book that was now laying on top of the counter.
Uh-oh.
The book hopped up and revealed its cover. A troll's face! Please help me, shouted the troll book. Witches took my sword and made me this book. The gnome was unfazed, this not being the first time he had seen a book person. He picked up the troll book and flipped to the About the Author section. Sure enough, there was a photo of three witches around a cauldron, accompanied by an overthought bio. The gnome tossed the book over to Glorp, who mopped it up with his slime. The room began to shake and fill with smoke because we kind of spent our effects budget earlier on that space thing. When the smoke cleared, there stood an archer, happy to be back in its troll skin. You're as good as new, shouted the elf, who turned back to his books. Thank you, gnome, spoke the troll. Don't mention it. Happens a few times a day, replied Twixlin. Also, you now have a severe allergy to the word resplendent.
Aww.
The end.
Dude, that was the smartest story ever told on this show. That was so meta and hilarious. There are so many things going on in that story that are hilarious.
Why, thank you. I like to think that it's the smartest story ever told on the show, only because it had the most books in it. I mean, I think my store may have had more books. We can argue about this later, but I think
they
were
very
books.
Similar again.
They were. I almost named my guy Twizzler.
That's really weird.
That's really weird.
We are weird.
That is strange.
Let's kiss.
Okay, I think we're twins.
Can twins kiss?
We're twin sitters. Do you ever see that movie?
No.
It's got those barbarian twins in it.
What? Who? Who are they?
They're in that other movie.
Twins.
They did a couple movies together. They're bodybuilders.
Oh, okay.
They have a cut scene from Natural Born Killers.
All right.
Yeah. So don't watch any of their movies. They're terrible. All right. Well, okay.
All right. Let's end the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of
Chamber of Knowledge. Yes.
I am Reese's the Wise.
And I am Old Snickerdoodle, the more magical one.
Oh, also the more pompous idiot of one. Yes, I said it. What are you going to do?
That's funny that you say that, what I am going to do, because what I am going to do is what I have already done, which is cast a magical shield to repel all disses and send them back to you. So you are welcome. You are welcome.
The sticks and stones spell. How fifth grade of you, Snickerdoodle.
What, does that logic not exist after
sixth grade?
I
pissed on your toothbrush!
We are going to have a talk after this.
Yes, we are.
About where we're pissing, and why is it not the toilet?
I do wherever I want, Snickerdoodle. You know that about me. You knew
Clearly.
That the day you met me. That's how you met me. I was pissing on anything, and you were like, that guy's cool.
That is true. I said, man, that guy's got a great stream, and he don't give a F, so I'm going to go and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I believe we have some questions from people.
Am I doing the first one? Is that what you said 5 seconds ago? I wasn't listening to you.
I believe I said I was going
you
to
You are doing it.
First scroll!
First scroll.
First rule comes from Eric Bowman. He asks, what were your wizard school mascots?
At Wizard Yale, we had a minotaur, but his lower half was a hot naked lady with six boobs, his left arm was a bone train, and his right arm was a beer keg, and on his horns were was a clothesline with panties on them. He would later be changed to a merc monk because of sexism.
I cannot even imagine what the previous thing looked like. It was impossible.
It was great. I mean, those were the good old days when you could, like, have a minotaur with a keg arm and, you know, boys were boys.
I guess. I guess they were.
Wizard Yale forever!
At Wizard Temple University, the mascot was like a... It's like a wet pancake. It's not wet with syrup, so... You kind of want to just throw him out all the time.
That makes sense.
He was not a good mascot.
Did he get changed at any point? I mean, or is it still a wet pancake man?
No, we are still the Wizard Temple fighting pancakes.
Oh, man, I want some pancakes now.
The fighting damp pancakes.
Oh, you know when, like, the syrup gets all, like, in the pancake and you eat it?
Yes, that's good. But when it's wet and it's not with syrup, you, you kind of want to just throw them out.
Sometimes I just dip the pancake in, like, a horse trough, and I just let it sit there for, like, 2 weeks, and I eat them.
Filled with syrup? Horse trough filled with syrup?
No, just horse spit. I like it that way.
Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Andrew Santos. He asks, what is the national anthem of Orkspire and Daranos?
Well, in Orkspire, I don't believe there is a national anthem, yes. But... lucky for all of us and the people of Orkspire, I've written one.
Yes.
It goes like this. Orkspire, you'll get stabbed in the neck. Orkspire. Orkspire. Old Snickerdoodle's the best. Orkspire. 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 Snickerdoodle for King President.
That is beautiful, Snickerdoodle.
Thank you. Yes, it's... Well, I'm going to make it official tomorrow.
You're going to give it to them? You're like the Francis Snickerdoodle Key. That's what I'm going to call you.
Yes, yes. I am actually kind of like Prince more.
Yes. Well, you have that purple...
In terms of songwriting.
And you have that purple bone cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Which you drive around a lot.
Mm-hmm. How about in Daranos?
In Daranos, we don't have an official one either, but I'll just make one up right now. Oh, Daranos... Your comely maidens are so boss. Please let me kiss your wife. I promise to wear a condom. Home of the biggest booties. Our land we praise to thee. If you don't, I'll kick your ass, you fucking sack of wet pussy. Finn.
Sack of wet pussy you put in the national anthem.
Yes. It will play during the Wizlympics, and all will know that if you do not praise Daranos, you're a sack of wet pussy.
Brave.
Yes, thank you.
Next scroll!
Next scroll!
Next scroll comes from @redblood801. He asks, if eating a papal turns you into a champ, what does eating a merc monk do? Reese's.
It turns you into a goddamn heartless monster. Who would eat a precious little helpless merc monk? Why would you even think about that? It's terrible.
I guess this would be a bad time.
Oh no, Snickerdoodle.
To bring up.
Where's my merc monks?
You went away on that vacation, remember?
Yes.
And you asked me to feed your merc monk, remember?
Oh no, Snickerdoodle.
Well, I fed him. A lot.
Oh, God.
And he died.
Oh, no.
And I think his food looks good.
Oh, God.
So I ate him.
What are you going... Oh, did you at least dip him in the horse trough with the pancakes?
I thought it would be good if I did.
Yes.
But it was kind of just like an immediate thing, like about 30 seconds after you left.
I've never leave... 30 seconds, Snickerdoodle! I'm never leaving on a vacation again.
I don't apologize. I just want to make
that I've clear. Noticed. I've noticed you don't apologize.
I just know it's hard on you.
Yeah.
But it was very easy for me. Next scroll.
Next scroll. Next groan is from @JohnSenpai. He asks, what are the first spells you guys learned?
You know, what's funny is the first spell I learned was flashlight spell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so, well, it's very useful, but the second spell I learned, resurrect Merc Monk.
Did you resurrect my Merc Monk?
Not yet, but...
oh, my God.
Snickerdoodle. I mean, if you said... I don't know. If you said, like, Wizard Temple University is way better than Wizard, yeah.
I will never.
Maybe I could be convinced to do that spell.
I would rather murder a whole forest full of Merc Monks than to admit that your flabby pancakes are better than my Minotaur boots.
The biting pancake is kind of a real threat to your genes if it gets dropped on it. So...
I wear a bib when I eat.
I noticed. I live with you.
And a lat bib.
You want to tell people everything about your bib.
Also, I don't wear pants to the table. That is just rude.
Well, if you're in a robe, you kind of don't need pants. So, well, I want to get back to the negotiations is what I
The negotiations. Well, no. The answer is no. It'll never happen, Snickerdoodle.
Well, then your Merc Monk is dead.
Well, I'm glad he's dead. Because I wouldn't want him to live in a world where I said that Wizard Temple is better than Wizard Yale. It's categorically false.
This is your choice. You were doing this. You're basically killing your pet now. But how about you? What is the first spell you learned?
The first spell I learned was, don't you give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself spell. It helps the user appreciate Southern Rock.
Yes, I noticed that recently.
I will not stop playing Southern Rock until you cast a spell on my Merc Monk to bring him back.
Well, do you hear?
Is that him? Is it him? Is he back? Charlie? It's you, Charlie!
He's definitely not up on the mantle there. He's not.
There he is!
Don't look.
You didn't eat him! You lied to me, and your lie was good, because it's not true.
And you believed it.
But I did believe you. I was ready to kill you in your sleep, Snickerdoodle. You're lucky.
I'm glad that you didn't get there.
I was going to dip my balls in your mouth as a joke.
Scary.
I might still do it.
That is a scary thought, because that means you probably already have.
Probably. Does probably mean all the time yes?
I don't want to be in the same room with you anymore. This is gross.
You know what they say, Snickerdoodle. Hold on loosely. But don't let go.
They do say that.
If you touch my balls, you're gonna lose control. You're gonna lose control.
They do say that. They do say that. And with that, that's all the information people shall receive. And until next time.
Until next time.
Go eat candy for the once.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Don't listen
Actually,
to
no,
parents.
Don't do that. Eat poop. I don't like anyone. We're bothered. We're old and we're bothered. Leave us alone.
Yes, we don't.
It's a bedtime. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. All right, Josh, that's another fantasy fiction episode in the books.
That's a library reference.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
And before we forget, like we always do, we got some prompts.
Yes, what are they?
We got Warlords by Matt Mitchell and Spiders by Mish Argal and Michael Jean. So thank you for those prompts, guys.
Spiders is going to be good. We're getting into Halloween times.
Oh, yeah. We've got to do a spooky thing every day until Halloween.
Dude, I'm doing a spooky thing right now.
Are you drawing a ghost right now?
With my wiener.
Nice. I'm glad we went to a dick. I'm glad we went from ghost to dicks.
Sometimes
in one beat.
Sometimes a ghost comes out of my wiener.
Kinda. guys, shirts are back in stock. If you want a t-shirt, you can go to fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. We've got Buff Cat, a Cid shirt. We got Wizard Yale, Wizard Temple University, and the classic keep on wizarding. That's still the most popular one, I think.
Yeah, I found mine the other day. I couldn't find it, and then I found it. That was the best story I've ever told on this show.
Did it still fit?
Yeah, oh yeah, it still fits.
All right, good story. Hey, that happy ending. Another great way to support the show is by leaving an iTunes review. We've got one here that Josh is
going to
read.
I'm going to read it.
We can't wait.
It is called Auditory Performance Enhancement, 5 stars, by Muscles Flagon. A podcast that will get you so swole, it'll make your mama say, "Son, you better start listening to these stories so you can grow big and strong like Henderson and Mesquite." A great podcast that takes fantasy to another level without taking itself too seriously and is chock full of enough humor to turn any bad mood around. That's very nice.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to say. Thank you for that review.
Yes. Muscles Flagon.
Muscles Flagon, which is your real name for sure.
Yes, definitely is.
We're also on social media. If you want to give us a follow, we're at Fantasy Fic Pod on Twitter. On Facebook, we're /FantasyFic, or if you just search Fantasy Fiction, we should be one of the first results.
Yeah.
You can also subscribe to the subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/FantasyFic, mm-hmm. and that's where people share their own stories and fan art and just general discussion about the show.
Yeah, just come and say hi to us, too, if you want to, because we're on there a lot.
Yeah, we usually check it. I usually check it once a day.
I think it's called lurking.
Well, I actually comment.
Oh, well, I just lurk, and I whenever someone says lurking, I always get this picture of a guy just, like, creepily smiling.
In the dark.
Yeah, which is what I do. So.
You just look at that subreddit and you smile?
Yeah, I'm just,
that's nice. That's nice.
That's a good one.
One last thing, Josh. We've discussed it in the past on the show. We've discussed it in our personal lives. People have suggested it online, and now, starting next episode, we can do sci-fi stories.
Yeah.
We're going to open it up. We're going to open it up a little bit more, and we're going to start doing some sci-fi.
Yeah, we're every now and then just throw in a sci-fi story. There was a little bit of that today, and it was hilarious, so let's do it.
And I won't be surprised if my spaceman friend Josh writes one. But I'm not going to put you to that pressure. I don't want you to. You can still do fantasy next week if you want to.
No, I'm into it. I'm ready.
Do you want to do a sci-fi one?
Yeah, man.
Why don't I do a fantasy one? You do a sci-fi one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do it that way. Let's start off easy.
Yeah.
Okay?
We'll ease them into it.
Yeah, yeah. See how they like it. See how it tastes.
Yes. Good.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting a boner just thinking about it.
But once again, everyone, thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for all the positive support you guys have sent us over the last couple weeks. I haven't been able to respond to them all, but we do read them, and we will get back to you eventually. But thank you. It always helps to hear such encouraging words and kind words. And something that people say a lot on our YouTube channel that I just wanted to bring up is they say, I don't know how this show doesn't have more followers or how it doesn't have more subscribers. The best way, actually, to have that happen, to have more viewers and stuff like that, is by just sharing it with your friends. So if you like it on Facebook or leave a comment, or if you're listening to YouTube, like it and leave a comment. Do whatever. But the more you share it with your friends, the bigger the thing grows. So if you feel like it doesn't have enough and it should, do those things. That'll help us, and we will always appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. If you want to have a fantasy fiction party, invite me, and I'll come over, and I'll dance.
For a price.
For free. I'll dance for free. I don't give a flip.
You're going to need to bring I'm going to need onion rings or jalapeno poppers.
Oh, yeah, and some 40s.
I didn't. Okay, yeah, let's do 40s and jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, let's just kill ourselves the next day.
Speaking of 40s, we got to do a drunk
episode.
I know, man.
Oh, man.
We've only done two.
That's crazy. It feels like we've done, like,
17.
Six. Yeah. The next day after them, I'm always like, oh no.
Why do I live?
Like, you and I both drink like 2 40s, which is a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
It's a lot
malt
of malt liquor.
Yeah.
But Josh, until next week.
Until next week, keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding, make your dreams come true by doing the thing that you want to do, yeah!
Lick a titty and tell your mom about it.
Or punch a dick and tell no one.
Do whatever you want as long as it makes you look fucking cool.
And you will. See you in 2 weeks, everyone. Have a good 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.